Chapter 15. Quarters of the Galactic Empire Head of State, Coruscant.
Surrounded by the dark, expensive, innocuously tasteful furnishings and fixtures that suited Jagged Fell with such predictable and ridiculous accuracy, Janus Solo sat on a black leather sofa, tucked against the shoulder of her future husband, and tried to think of something to say.
Did you get in touch with Tahiri's attorney?
His eyes still closed, Jag offered a lazy nod.
I told him about Dala's discovery of the Sith you tried, in case it has some bearing on the way the prosecution portrays Tahiri's association with the Sith outlook on things.
What did he think?
I can't say.
Ah.
What's going on with the Jedi Order?
I can't say.
She was up to her ears in the Jedi plan to depose Chief of State Dala, and that was the last thing she could tell Jag. He might not be obliged to warn Dala, but he would surely take steps to protect his own people. And those steps might alert GA security, which in turn might alert Dala.
Ah.
She rubbed her cheek against his shoulder.
How goes the investigation into the assassination attempt against you?
Can't say. How about the search for Avaloth?
Can't say.
Finally, it got to be too much for her, and she began laughing. He joined her, wiping at his eyes with his free hand.
Was it this hard for your parents? Just trying to talk to each other?
I don't think so. They weren't duty-bound to keep as many secrets. And in the early years, they were on the run together. Plus, Dad more or less gave up his profession as a smuggler, which eliminated one source of stress in their situation. How about yours?
He shook his head.
Well, for a while, they were basically on the run together. And Mother gave up her career as an actress.
Which eliminated one source of stress in their situation?
Yes.
Well, that gives us a course of action.
He opened his eyes to look at her.
Go on the run together?
I'm all for it. You hide from your advisors in the Moffs, I hide from the Masters.
And one of us gives up his or her profession?
I'm all for that too.
She poked him in the chest.
You.
He caught her hand and glanced down at the engagement ring on her finger.
Maybe we'll flip a coin to decide it.
Sabacc tournament?
It's been done.
He kissed her. But when he drew back, there was a little sorrow in his expression.
For now, we can't not keep secrets from each other. All we can do
is not be angry for it. Ever again.
He nodded.
Preemptive forgiveness. For that and everything else.
Oh?
She raised an eyebrow.
What else do I have to forgive you for?
Can't say.
She grinned despite herself.
I ought to smack you for that.
No, you have to forgive me. Part of the new engagement contract.
You win this one, Imperial swine.